It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. This year, we focus in on players who are from areas around the team that the Beavers are playing this weekend. Bucky's Legends next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. This year, we've been focusing in on players who play for the Beavers who are from areas around the team that we're playing that weekend. Bemidji State's never had a player from Houghton, Michigan. They have had a player, though, who's from Bemidji that had the goal of his career against Michigan Tech. Dylan Eichstead, part of Hockey Day in Minnesota, scored the overtime winner. A Bemidji kid playing for his hometown team, playing outdoors with wind chills near 30 below, just doesn't get any better than that. Head coach Tom Ceratori.
No, not a chance. And that, you know what, you're spot on. It was a perfect script. The game was awesome. You know, we all know how cold it was. That place was full. I mean, I don't know what the attendance was, 5,000, I don't know, 4,500, 55. I don't even know what it was. It doesn't matter. But the bottom line was it was a sold-out barn, you know, with that weather. It was chilly, but again, that game going into overtime and, of course, Dylan getting the goal, the script was written the way it should be. And that was an interesting game if you really want to analyze it, just because, man, was it, you know, the lights, it was dark out there, both teams. I mean, it was dark. It was a lot of fun. And again, it couldn't have happened any better.
Currently, Dylan Eichstead is in charge of running Bemidji Youth Hockey. Kid who played for Bemidji Youth Hockey, played for the Bemidji Lumberjacks, played for the Beavers, now tasked with running youth hockey. Well, that's pretty cool, too.
Well, I think it's cool. You know, Dylan, obviously, again, he's very passionate about the game of hockey. He's very passionate about Bemidji hockey. This is where he grew up. This is where he played college hockey. This is where his family lives. And, I think it's fitting. It's fitting, and this is what he wants to do. He wants to stay in the hockey world, and this gives him an opportunity to do that. And, again, he went through the Bemidji Youth Hockey Program, and he knows what he's doing, and this is perfect for us.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.